Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies, graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement to episode 138, where we are discussing several works on the relational work perspective of economic sociology. These are Viviana Zelizer's How I Became a Relational Economic Sociologist and What Does That Mean?, published in 2012 in Politics and Society. Nina Bandely's 2020 article, Relational Work in the Economy, published in the Annual Review of Sociology, and Bandely's 2019 article, Academic Familism, Spillover Prestige, and Gender Segregation in Sociology Subfields, The Trajectory of Economic Sociology, published in the American Sociologist. From Zelizer's article, we find the terms relational work and relational economic sociology encompassing the study of linkages between economic transactions on the one hand with social relationships and medias of exchange on the other. These apply in cases where the parties to a transaction have an abiding relationship of some sort with each other. The results are economic transactions that differ in character from what a purely economic view would predict. For example, a family managing a budget is likely to make decisions about major purchases to the needs of the family members very differently than how a business may view similar investments. The breadwinner of the family may divide the budget, so-called earmarking different allocations of money, based not on utility of the good or service purchased, but on maintaining harmony within the family. If one child receives too much benefit, there may be arguments among other siblings about unfairness. Bandely's 2020 article contrasts relational work from the embeddedness perspective, which we covered in episode 127 on the works of Granovetter. Within the relational perspective, economic actors make distinctions about classes of money that determine social and cognitive ways that money is utilized. Sometimes the exchange may be disreputable or morally objectionable, such as for the purchases of vices or illegal goods, in which cases the exchange may occur in a hidden, say, obfuscated fashion, such as bundled with other legitimate purchases or brokered through third parties. Emotions are also important as some actors try to influence the mind of the other party to make or not make a purchase. Real estate agents or used car salespersons attempt the hard sell, invoking the client or customer's emotional responses to convince them that they want to buy that house or car even when it's not in their best interest to do so. We also included the 2019 Bandely article on the state of competition between the embeddedness and relational work perspectives. Embeddedness has remained the dominant perspective in economic sociology, despite increasing evidence that that perspective has more explanatory power and a more promising and robust research agenda. Bandely proposed several reasons why this could be the case. One is that the embeddedness scholarship is deeply institutionalized and continued across generations of senior faculty mentors and their protege students. Bandely referred to this as academic familism. Another is that established economists dominated the initial field of economic sociology, and this so-called spillover prestige biased the new field toward an economic view. The third point is she charges that gender segregation has played a significant role. Women, who tend to be relational scholars, are underrepresented in comparison to the importance of their contributions to scholarship when compared with their male peers who mostly align with the embeddedness perspective. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode in two parts, available on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.